Well, I am going to do a two-part series called The Ultimate Christmas Series. And this first part is called Christmas, The Ultimate Story. You know, we're right in the middle of the Christmas season, and it's a season of giving gifts and celebrating the birth of Christ. And everybody loves a good story. Anybody remember your parents or grandparents or aunt, uncle, somebody that was a good storyteller and could tell stories? My dad's mom, Pat's mama, we called her. Now, she would get all of us, there was all of us kids, there was about, 10 cousins, and we were all together. Aunt Alita had the most, and then me and my sis, and we'd stay there because Dad was traveling, Mom was traveling, and we were all about 2 years apart. And Pat's mama would get us around and tell us stories about when she was a little girl, and about traveling in the covered wagon, and so forth. And we loved to hear those stories, and you know. And even though we heard them over and over again, they were still, it was still interesting. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Now, some of you have heard Dad tell his different messages, stories of different things in his message. How many of you heard those? And over and over again, but we like those stories. And there's one thing that happens at Christmas. We retell the Christmas story of Christ's birth. Luke chapter 1, New King James, beginning with the 26th verse, will be our scriptures for today's lesson. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his sayings and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb, bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Now we've heard this story many, many times. We adults have heard it since we were kids. Sometimes when you hear a story, and it's been told many, many times, you just endure it or you just turn it off. You know, if we're not careful, we may treat the Christmas story this way. We've heard it so many times, we say, "Okay, hurry up, get this over with so we can get on with whatever we got to do." Norman Vincent Peale, he made this statement: "I truly believe that if we keep telling the Christmas story, singing the Christmas songs, living the Christmas spirit, we can bring joy and happiness and peace to the world." You know, this Christmas story, at this time, I want to stir you up about the Christmas story. The Christmas story is the ultimate story. You know, we get caught up in somebody that does something that's the ultimate, or they say, "Man, that's the ultimate. That's the best. It can't get any better," when you say that. And You know, when a person has done something that nobody else can top, that's as good as it gets. Well, there's no greater story than the Christmas story. That's as good as it gets. It's the ultimate story. There is no story that is any better. There's no story that can top it. It's a story with the greatest power. It's a story with the greatest revelation. It's a story with the greatest victory. It's a story with the greatest giving. It's a story of the greatest purpose. And it is the greatest story of love. All of those that I just mentioned, it is the greatest story that has ever been told. It is the ultimate story. You know, think about it for a moment. Think about this story. The story of the birth of Christ. A supernatural birth in a little city known as Bethlehem. A supernatural visitation of the angel to Mary and the angels to the shepherds. The supernatural dreams that Joseph had. The supernatural guidance of the wise man. And somebody says, could all this really happen? How can God appear in human form? How can a virgin have a child? How can angels appear in the sky over the shepherds and the choir of angels sing? How can it be? But it was. The Christmas story. The baby lying in a manger. As impossible as this ultimate story sounds, it was possible with God. And the greatest gift, the ultimate gift, was given to mankind. The ultimate gift of love. You know, the Christmas story, it should expand our thoughts of what God can do in our lives. You know, as we look at the Christmas story, this ultimate story that has never been topped in all of the centuries and all of the years, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to me? What does it mean to mankind? Well, there's several things it can mean. I want to mention a few. This Christmas story says to us, God loves us. This Christmas story says, God cares about you and about me. This ultimate Christmas story says, God loves. God cares about us. This story says that God came to us by way of the child called the Christ child that was born in Bethlehem. This story means to us that all things are possible with God. This story should mean to us that God can do with his power what man cannot do in his own strength. The ultimate Christmas story. When we think about it, it is something to talk about. There has never been a story told that can top this story. And it's a true story. It's not something fictional. It's true. It happened. This story should be able to tell us that we can make it through whatever we're facing in life. Because it tells us that he is the God of the impossible. Christmas to us and to everyone, it should be, but it's not to everyone, more than some historical story. Instead, it's God telling us, I loved you so much. I sent my son. And through him, I will help you to be what you should be. This Christmas story is the supernatural power of God in demonstration to us today. George W. Truett, great Baptist minister. In fact, he pastored First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas for many, 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 many years. He said, Christ was born in the first century, yet he belongs to all centuries. He was born a Jew, yet he belongs to all races. He was born in Bethlehem, yet he belongs to all cities and countries. That same power that brought Christ to the earth is here today to let you know God loves you. The greatest story that was ever told, the ultimate Christmas story, shows us that that same power that brought Christ to this earth today is here to meet our need. Some people during this time of the year, they face tough situations, and we face tough situations all the time. And this ultimate Christmas story is just not for one day or one month or one week in December. It's for every season of our life, not the Christmas season. As you face whatever it is that you're facing today, family situations, and those happen. Financial situations, and yeah, that's a real one. Work situations, tragedies, loved ones that have passed, health situations. But I have good news for you. Because of the ultimate Christmas story, God is here to help you get through those situations that I just named. They're real. They hurt. They bring us sorrow. But we should look to the ultimate Christmas story to bring us joy. Because we're not alone. Because God, through Jesus that was called Emmanuel, is here with us. Because that's what Emmanuel means. God with us. The ultimate Christmas story says we're not destitute because of Jesus Christ. God is with us. Isaiah said, his name shall be called Emmanuel. God with us. We're not destitute because God is with us. God is El Shaddai. The God that's more than enough for any situation we face, any problem we are in. You know, there are two things that this Christmas story, this ultimate story, the greatest story that's ever been told, it should help us to trust in God more because we see in reality he did the impossible. And when he says, if it's not possible with man, it's possible with God, we have the evidence that that is so. Because of Christ, the Christ child that lay in that manger in Bethlehem stable. This ultimate Christmas story helps us to give something to someone else. Because we have been given Christ, the greatest gift that was ever given, now we can give. This Christmas story shows us God is not selfish. And God is love. And he loved us so much that he gave us the best gift that's ever been given to anyone, anywhere. Jesus Christ. But as we look at this, it should help us to not be selfish, but to give to others. And give the best we can. He gave us his best. You know, so many times we get so caught up in the giving that we forget what the ultimate story was all about. The giving of Jesus Christ. For salvation. And what other gift could you give to somebody other than leading them to Christ? That's the best gift. Many times we don't give monetary gift because we say we can't give a big gift. It's not the big gift that counts. It's the gift of quality that helps an individual in their need. You know, somebody says, I don't have anything to give. I don't have nothing. Well, Orrin Arnold, whoever he was, gave this. To your enemy, give forgiveness. To your opponent, give tolerance. To your friend, your heart. To a customer, service. To all, love. To every child, a good example. And to yourself, respect. Man, that's powerful. Those are things that you can give, and it does not cost you one penny. As God gave the ultimate gift, the ultimate Christmas story, so long ago, and we sit here now and we think about that story. What does that story mean to us today? That you can put your trust and your faith in the God who did the impossible and brought Jesus Christ to this earth. That same God will do the impossible for you and bring you out and through any situation that you're facing. Because the ultimate story does not remain a story. It becomes a reality in your life, in my life, in anybody's life that will accept the Christ child as the Savior of the world. Heavenly Father, talk to these people for a few moments today. And may what I've said stir their hearts to look at the Christmas story different than they've ever looked at it before in their lives. I thank you today for Jesus. I thank you for that ultimate story, because it's because of that ultimate story that I am where I am today. And these that are sitting before me, that's where they're where they are today, because of that story that you wrote so many years ago. Thank you, Father, for us to never, ever look at the Christmas story as just another story. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Trust you got something out of that today. I know it's a little different, but you know me. I like to do, I'm not the same. I do different things when I minister. And I believe that that's the way it should be. I just ministered as I felt today, coming out of my heart. I think you could feel it. Would you just mind bowing your heads for just a moment with me, please? If you happen to be in this place today and you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you know what it is to serve Him, but you have just, you're just not where you need to be with Him, and you need to rededicate your life. If you're watching online and you're in one of those categories, you can change your life today too. If you're in this auditorium and you need Christ, or you need to rededicate your life to God, I want to see your hand. I want to pray with you, and I want to pray for you. Right now, let me see your hand. Anywhere, upstairs, downstairs, makes no difference. Anybody, anywhere, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I see no hands here. But perhaps there's one of you there that are watching. I'm going to lead you in a short prayer. This congregation is going to repeat it after me, and I want you to repeat it with them, please. Say this, Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus. I believe that he was born, he lived, he died for my salvation. You said in your holy word that if I would believe those things and confess them with my mouth, I will be saved. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth. And I thank you now that I am a child of God. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer with us, go to your computer and go to partnerservice@rhema.org and let us know about it. If you happen to didn't raise your hand, but you know you should have, and you prayed that prayer with us, let one of these guys in these blue shirts know about it, okay? Everybody stand with me. Have you got something you want to sing? If not, I got something I want you to sing. I want us all to sing together, Silent Night, and think about the ultimate Christmas story.
Silent Night, Holy Night,
at night,
and all is calm, and all is bright around yon virgin mother and child, and holy infant so tender and mild, asleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
I want you to think about what you just said. All is calm, all is bright. I don't care what you're facing. If you put your trust in him and remain calm, it's bright. There's no darkness, but there is victory. In Jesus' name, amen.